Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morena Suri, how are you this morning?
Morena Zoe, I'm well, thanks. How are you guys going?
We're good. It's been such a fun show.
Yeah, it's been fun listening to you guys.
So, that's much louder than I thought it was going to be. We'll pull that down to a nice, soothing volume for everyone. What have you brought us today?
Today I'll be reviewing The Netanyahus by Joshua Cohen, which won this year's Fiction Pulitzer Prize.
Oh, wow.
And it's based very closely on the life of the father of the ex-Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Mm. And for a book that deals so much with, like, the writing of history, it's a really, really funny, like darkly funny book. Like,
right.
I was giggling so much in this. So the main the narrator is a historian, a tax historian, and a Jewish historian named Richard Bloom. And I think even from the first page, he kind of sets up exactly what the book is about. There's a sentence where he says, most historians believe that the word becomes flesh, and Jews believe that the flesh becomes word. So I think that really sets up the kind of friction between the idea of, like, our myths based on our lived experiences, or do our myths inform our lived experiences. So it's, like, I think a very brave book. He takes, like, very heavy aim at Zionism and the kind of misunderstandings in history that have led to, like, current policy. But then it also kind of has these amazing and funny, like, very domestic moments. Like, you have this tension between Richard and his wife when their daughter Judy has, like, an accident and breaks her nose, possibly because she wants plastic surgery.
Oh my god.
But
that's
that's one way to do it, exactly. There's an amazing, if you guys don't mind me reading, like, a little excerpt.
Of course.
Yeah. Okay. So in this part, Judy's in hospital, her mother's very worried, and her father is trying to make sense of how this all came to be. I put it in a bag with the stuff Edith wanted, books of crosswords, other puzzles, and drove over to the hospital where I pressed the quack calipers into her hand. Judy's nose device? What am I supposed to do with this? What is she supposed to do with this? She doesn't need it anymore. She wasn't wearing it. So, when we brought her in, when it all happened, she wasn't wearing it. Which proves what exactly? Which proves that what happened wasn't an accident. When Edith stopped crying, she got up and walked to the elevators and tossed the pincer and contraption into a bin. Let me ask you, Reuben, was my pregnancy an accident? No. And do you consider our marriage an accident? No, not at all. But do you have any proof? I don't besides you. My only proof is what you say. Your only proof is what we both say together, and in this case, we both say Judy had an accident. Understood. And if we say that enough, someday we might even believe it. Every time in my erranding when I opened a door, I'd think of Judy on the other side. I think of every time I'd opened a door too quickly and Judy's face had been there. Had she been rehearsing this stunt or even trying to make me responsible? What about those times she'd wanted to borrow multi-volume reference materials or some other weighty hardcover tome? What had she wanted with Marx's Capital, except to drop it from atop a ladder and then climb down fast and let it whack her in the septum hump in the middle of a stunned expression?
Okay.
It goes on a little bit longer where he muses about all the times his daughters, like, tried to, like, break her nose to get plastic surgery for it. But yeah, it's, like, it's an incredibly funny book. I think you don't need the context of, like, Benjamin Netanyahu, the trial he's currently facing. But I do think it does provide like an interesting context for the book. And I think like his father, this like kind of quack historian who's like not really respected in Israel or America, but considers both of them like his home so deeply. Yeah, it's a really fascinating read.
Do you think it's quite significant that this book, which as you say is very funny but quite a brave book, mm-hmm. do you think it's quite significant that it has won the Pulitzer?
Yeah, I definitely think it is. I think it's like I think it's a very interesting choice to win the Pulitzer, and I hope it means that it gets a lot of readership. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, Suri, for coming in and bringing this fabulous recommendation. Remind us of the name of the book again.
It's The Netanyahus by Joshua Cohen, and it's at Time Out and all other good bookstores now.
Awesome. Well, we will see you next time.
Thank you. See you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
That was Loose Reads.